Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Jam Own Talks on Business Over Coffee International Radio. Sponsored by Business Over Coffee International and Come Into Your Own.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Sherry D, and we will be live with Dr. Sylvia LaFaire today, who is the president of Creative Energy Options. I had the wonderful opportunity of interviewing Dr. Sylvia LaFaire about 7 or 8 years ago, something like that, and she kept popping up on my email through the years with amazing blogs that you can find on her website at ceoptions.com. And she is a global consultant who is the president of a global consulting firm and has been actually named as the top 30 global leader in Guru of 2016 and 2020. And so I am just absolutely so excited to introduce Dr. Sylvia LaFaire to you today. Dr. Sylvia, how are you? Dr. Sylvia, are you with us? We are going to break. We will play Smile, Cry, Love, a Melodic Antidote, which is by Jamone, and Jamon Jones is actually the producer of Smile, Cry, Love, the writer, producer, and Jamone is really focused on melodic antidotes right now and what it brings to the table for stress reduction, for music therapy. And we have experts that are coming on to talk about this as well. And Dr. Sylvia LaFaire will elaborate on this, along with her book, Stress Busters, that will be coming out right away. So take a listen to Smile, Cry, Love, Melodic Antidotes, and how it can really lower your stress levels. And then we will be right back with our expert.
This is a Jam Own production.
Welcome back to Jam On Talks with your host, Sherry D. And we are live today to talk with Dr. Sylvia LaFair on stress busters and melodic antidotes. I'm here also with my co-host, Jamin Jones, and the producer of the song you just heard, Smile, Cry, Love. Jamin, you're on air with us, correct?
Absolutely.
So, Dr. Sylvia, are you with us now? We had technical difficulties.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. In fact, you need to do the commercial.
Yay.
But was it Verizon? Yes, so we're so glad you're with us today and had the opportunity. Maybe that was for a reason. So we could really set up melodic antidotes and stress busters and how that correlates. What is the connection between the two? With the book you have coming out, you being named as one of the top 30 global leadership gurus between 2016 and 2020, as the CEO of your Creative Energy Options, which is at ceoptions.com, a global consulting firm. So you tell us what your thoughts are on the bridge between stress busters and melodic antidotes.
Well, you know, Sherry, it's so interesting because I really think that there are two universal languages, mathematics and music. So I vote for music. I'm not that good at math.
Yes.
But music is so universal, and we have been using it for years and years. And what Jamin is doing with the melodic programs he has of the antidotes is just amazing for this time in particular. So how this started was my background was as a therapist, and I worked with families and couples, and then we started to do programs and then ended up working in the workplace. And we decided that some of the things we did with traditional self-help groups would work in the workplace, and we experimented starting meetings with music at the beginning and starting meetings without music. And what I found was that when we used music, something like the melodic antidotes that you just heard, people would listen to each other better. It would be calmer. Stress levels would go down. So we just use music all over the place. I think it is, I call it, it's important for sound health. Play on words, sound health. So, you know, here we go with stress, which is up these days. We do need to have different ways to be able to manage our stress. And everybody has different ways. That's why I wrote the book, or I'm in the process of finishing the book, Stress Busters. You know, and it's how to strengthen your emotional core, embrace change, and thrive using the stress flex method. And it's about emotional flexibility. We've all learned about physical, you know, going to the gym, doing Pilates, whatever it takes to be flexible. We have to do the same thing with emotions. And music is one of the ways that helps us make a difference. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm going to throw the ball to Jamin so he can really elaborate on Smile, Cry, Love and the music that we just heard. Jamin, what are your thoughts on what Dr. Sylvia is saying?
Oh, my God. How are you, Dr. Sylvia?
I'm great, and I love your music.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, and I admire You know, absolutely what you were saying about, you know, just calming the, you know, the anxiety, nerve system, and, you know, through the tone, melodic tones, and just transferring melodic tones to the frontal lobe of the brain, you know, which will send mindful signals and subliminal seductions through melodies, also creating a synergy, very warm vibes. You know, throughout a lifetime, if allowing the frontal lobe of the brain to receive this, you know, intense doses of melodic antidotes that we've came up with through music and through tones, just through these colors, just to calm, just in the calming of the brain, and just to in a relaxation, just in the, and just good vibes and just good vibes and colors and just finding the antidotes and just, you know,
That's right, and you find those through color. I heard you say, Jamin, color several times, and you see color when you're actually writing these songs. And so when I go back to you, Dr. Sylvia, you mentioned that you're using these in leadership conferences. You're a leadership expert, and you've incorporated music through what you do to reduce stress. So back to you with your question about stress and the way that music affects people and music therapy. How do you see that in terms of the emotions? And you were talking about that. And the song that we heard is Smile, Cry, Love, and those are all emotions. So how do you see that play out when you play music in your sessions?
Well, it sort of does a leapfrog past our logical way of thinking and goes in where there are places where we go beyond words. That's why I'm saying that music is the universal language. But what I've done is I've been writing stress busters. It's interesting because I have a group on Facebook called Women Leaders Inner Circle. And in the group, I asked if they, during this time, they wanted more information about how to do better at work, become better leaders, or did they want more information on handling stress? And one after another, like 100 people, stress, 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 stress. So I thought, okay, I better get this book put together, Stress Busters, so that, and it is about strengthening your emotional core. Now, how do you do that? There are many, many, many different ways. The first one starts with breathing and working to create more oxygen to the brain. And there are lots of breathing exercises that you can do to get there. The next, I believe, is music. And it's interesting because I spent years working with a man named Don Campbell, who was one of the masters at working with music and health and getting music into hospitals. And the kind of music that Jamin has created is the kind that's there. And some of the research has been spectacular about how music can, if your emotions are over high, they can settle them down a little bit. And if your emotions are kind of stuck in what I call Zombieville and you're not showing any emotions, they can help raise them up. So we get to what I call the safe stress zone. And in that place, you can handle what's going on. And we all really need to learn that more and more. And music impacts, it comes into every part of our body. And I don't want to spend time doing a lot of the physiological research and the neurological research. You've had some other good people on who talk about that. But it's really important that it's body, mind, emotions. And it's our emotions that drive us, Sherry and Jamin. And so listening to music, I mean, you can start listening to music and be uplifted and you smile on your face, or you can move to a place of remembering something and be sad. So music is really a very important force for helping handle stress. So questions, thoughts?
I want to throw that to you, Jamin. Jamin, are you with us?
Huh.
Okay, well, I definitely do, Dr. Sylvia.
He's busy composing some more music.
That is exactly right. So I actually was thinking when you were talking so eloquently about music and how it draws out the emotion and how you can hear a song and it can bring a happy thought. How it can make you sad. Do you believe that music can be also a bridge in between that can spark other emotions for you?
Well, it certainly can spark all kinds of emotions, and some of it is memory, you know, where you've heard songs when you were little and maybe got yelled at and put in your room, and you hear a variation of it now, and it brings back all those memories. They're also, you know, they have found it's very interesting that working with people who have memory loss, like Alzheimer's, that when you listen to music from childhood, from their childhood, from their older days, it helps to literally improve their memory. And it's kind of interesting to find that singing it, listening to it, has a strength that talking it doesn't. So I'm putting all of that in the Stress Busters book, and I've created what I call the Stress Flex System, and it's really about being flexible with your emotions. So if you listen to music, I mean, we're talking about music that has, you know, let me see, the name of it again was,
Melodic,
I want to say
Antidote.
Eat, Pray, Love, but it's...
right.
Say it again, Sherry.
Smile, cry, love. Smile, cry, love.
Smile, cry, love, right. So you begin to listen to music, and if it makes you smile, you'll have images in your brain of beauty and wonderful things. If it makes you cry, you need to look at where that came from. And, you know, love obviously is where we're all headed, and I'm talking about, you know, love of mankind, love of nature, love of each other. You know, also romantic love fits in there too. But music is a way to open the doors to help us be stronger in our emotions. So I have a big piece in the book that will be dedicated to what I call sound health. And to take, instead of a coffee break, take a sound break during the day. Literally 10, 15 minutes instead of, I mean, you can have your cup of coffee too. Go for it if that's what you like. But put on, you know, some music and just zone out for a few minutes. I promise that when you come back, you will be more creative. When I'm working and working on the book, I put on music just like Jamin's, and I will be putting his on more and more now that I know about it better.
Right.
To listen to music for creativity, and it somehow sparks something so that my ideas, I'll think of something and go, wow, I don't know where that came from. It's really good. So music
right.
has so
right.
many places.
So it actually roots, it roots right there when you put that certain music on. Like you said, there's some music that can be distracting. There's some music that can really bring you into the present moment, that can spark ideas. And you being a writer, let's talk about you for a moment. You have so many books under your belt, and now you're getting ready to bring out Stress Busters, which really focuses on your emotional core, on embracing change, etc. And so what I'm hearing you say is you use music as you are writing, and it really serves as a trajectory to help you pole vault into the next step and into the next chapter of where you're going, literally in the book. And so about the book, what sparked an interest for you to write Stress Busters?
Well, I really wasn't planning to do that right now. I when I was on your program ages ago, we were doing an interview on my book, Gutsy, How Women Leaders Make Change. And
right.
I am putting, and then I used to do a lot of Gutsy Women Leader workshops, and we're now putting it online, and that's where my focus was. But when the COVID virus broke open, you know, I'm living in Northern California, and the big word here is pivot, you know, with all the Silicon
right.
Valley people. And so there I was saying, okay, what am I going to do? And as I asked a lot of people, you know, what do you want and need now? Everybody was saying they wanted more coping mechanisms for stress. And since I've worked with this for years and years, and I've seen what happens when there are practical ways, there's a lot of good stuff on the internet about, you know, stress now. What I'm mostly interested in is emotional strength and flexibility. That's why I call it the stress flex method, because we have to flex our emotions. If we stay too long in a dark place, it's very hard to get out of there. And if we stay in a place where everything is too sunny, you know, which is where I think the deniers live, you can get a bad sunburn, and that's not good either. We want to go into what I call the safe stress zone. So I started to, you know, I had so many people calling me who were either had to furlough people from their companies, or they were being furloughed themselves, or, you know, they didn't know if their company was going to make it. And People were home, are home, and, you know, being home is wonderful, except after a while you need a break from it. And so the calls I got were so much about stress, I thought, you know what, I'm going to just write this book. I have the information. I just have to put it in the right order. So that's where it is,
right,
and
now,
sound health will be big.
Right. Yes, sound health, which really is a play on words for music, going back to music therapy. And, you know, when I hear you say that you saw all the stress, and when I say, when I use the word you see the stress, it tells you I'm visual, right? But really, you can go online, and when you're looking at Facebook, you can see the stress in the thread, and you can feel the stress when you go out. And I think your book is so timely. And the fact that you have really talked about how you even use music to help you write is very intriguing to me as well, because you have to have a certain kind of music. And I believe Jamin's back with us. Jamin, are you with us?
I am. I'm so sorry. I had some technical difficulties going on for a second, but I'm now back with you guys. I'm now back live with you guys. Thank you.
Yes. So what we're talking about is how music was actually used. He had dropped, the call had actually dropped, but it was used to help write the book of Stress Busters. And Jamin, you were going to comment on that, and you dropped the call. So talk to us about what you've heard so far and any questions you have for Dr. Sylvia.
Absolutely. As she was saying about the safe stress zone and, you know, being in a dark place, at certain times, and also being in, like, when life is too sunny, and being, like, when it's so sunny, you're, like, in a denial type of zone, and that's why you have to open up and find those curves and twists to analyze what that is, so we to know how to navigate and be have usage of the brain and the body just to my thing is just relaxing and just being calm, and as I said, in colors of what I feel, absolutely, it's not through sight, and as doctor said, this the safe stress zone is a factor I think that is overlooked, but you know, through, as you said, through denial, and at some point you want to just find that just that comfort, and I'll just use my colors and tools through those black and white ivory notes on the piano, just to elaborate on what she said, and then it's absolutely, you know, unbelievable. I love it.
Right.
Well, let me just
add.
Yeah, let me add something. This is interesting because as this time, which is impacting everybody in the whole world, normally things happen in a certain place, a certain time. But this is all of us, and we really are all in it together. So what I've been looking at is people fall on one or the other side of the stress fence. In other words, people fall on the side where, you know, they become very animated and they'll yell and scream. And, you know, I'll raise my hand as a drama queen. I had to learn not to be that so much. Or the person who's always the rebel who says this isn't working, and they're screaming about it. And they live in what I call Freakoutville. It's very noisy there. On the other side of the fence are the people who say, oh, there's difficulty here, I'm out of here. And they run, the gotta go guy or gal. Those are the avoiders. Oh. And the deniers are the one I talked about just before, which will say, there's no problem here. Everything's sunny till they get a really bad sunburn. So we have people and behavior patterns that are on either side of this. So there's Freakoutville for the noisy ones and Zombieville for the ones who say, I'm pulling the covers over my head. I'm not absolutely not going to talk about this, and I'll pretend the stress doesn't work. And in, as I've been researching this during this time, I've been asking people how they're handling, you know, the stressors that we're all feeling. And a lot of people are saying stuff it, that they stuff it. So they live in Zombieville. And what, Jamin, you just mentioned, which I think is important, is in that middle zone, that safe stress zone, is where where the health is, where the flexibility is, where you can really look at your emotions, where you can begin to see things differently. And music can take you from Freakoutville to the safe stress zone, and it can wake you up a little bit from Zombieville to get in the safe stress zone, because that's where solutions are. That's where health is. So I really appreciate what you just said about how you see, you know, these two sides. But that's what really motivated me to write this book, which if you asked me at the beginning of the year what you're going to do this year, I was going to write a book about relationships because I have spent years looking at that. But stress seems to be right now the key. So I'm listening to my music and getting the book finished pretty quickly.
Yes, and when can we expect to receive the book, Dr. Sylvia?
Well, if I stay in the safe stress zone, I don't stress about it.
We're going to send more melodic antidotes your way.
hopefully, by May, you know, the mid to end of May. Yeah. So
sure.
It's just the technical stuff is usually takes me longer to help pull together than the physical, the writing. And I have my music to listen to while I'm writing, which is great.
Exactly. We will definitely keep music in your ear for you. Melodic antidotes and stress busters is something I'm definitely looking forward to reading as well. And for those of you who are listening, please visit ceoptions.com to follow and subscribe to receive blogs every week that are outstanding and very motivational, as well as joining The Inner Circle, which is on Facebook. Dr. Sylvia, would you elaborate on that?
Well, I started a private group for women who are either leaders or emerging leaders based on all the work I've done with women and the book I wrote, Gutsy, How Women Leaders Make Change. And it's a safe place for everybody to discuss things and talk about how they're doing and ask good questions. And, you know, I put tidbits on and information, and other people do too. So it's a place I believe that, you know, women and women's leadership in this day is really critical. And we're growing, and Gutsy is the name of what I believe women leaders are, and moving towards speaking our piece. We can't be shushed anymore. We can't be put aside. So it's a wonderful place to, it's a great community of women who want to help each other.
You've been listening to Jam On Talks with Dr. Sylvia LaFaire and Stress Busters Incorporated with Melodic Antidotes. Actually, you can write with this. You can write music. You can write books. You can do a lot of things, and definitely when Stress Busters is available, which will be soon, you need to subscribe and purchase the book at ceoptions.com. Jamin, I'm going to throw the ball to you. We have less than a minute. Would you please give us a nugget, and we're going back to you, Dr. Sylvia. Jamin?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's I want to send a message on just back on the music again about like the stress busters, as she was saying, and the safe stress zone, which I love. It's pretty much like the habit of habits, you know, can be a useful source of comfortability, or and that can be self-destructive. Just depends on, you know, how we use that, depending on just the reality of where we are. And
we're bringing this to a close. We're bringing this to a close. We have 30 seconds. Dr. Sylvia, would you give us a nugget?
My nugget is that as you look at how you handle stress, you decide which way you fall on off the fence to Freakoutville or Zombieville and find your route to the safe stress zone. It'll get you through this time and all
you
times
in the future. You are listening to Jam
On
Talks on Business Over Coffee International Radio. Sponsored by Business Over Coffee International, and come into your own.